Radio Freedom.
This is Radio Freedom live stream celebrating 20 years since the Derby Rock House closed.
In the early 80s, if you lived in Derby and you were into rock music, there really wasn't anywhere to go. Sure, you could go to one of the rock pubs such as the Seven Stars or the Silk Mill, the Dolphin or the Telegraph, but there was no nightclub. And then, on the evening of the 17th of March in 1984, something magical happened. In an old carpet warehouse above an electrical retail store in Babington Lane, Derby, the Rock House opened its doors for the very first time. And for 17 years, it rocked the city of Derby and until the 28th of April 2001, when it closed its doors for the last time. This year marks the 20th anniversary of the closing of the Rock House, and my name's Andy Hall, and in this show, we're going to be remembering the Rock House. So let's kick things off by travelling back in time to the opening night in 1984 and playing the very first track that was played on that night. From The Who and Who's Next, this is Baba O'Reilly. So that was The Who from Who's Next and Barbara O'Reilly, the very first track to be played at the Rock House on its opening night back in 1984. And back then there were no such things as CDs, so the DJs just had a pair of Technics turntables and a cassette deck, and the tracks were queued up using headphones. The doors of the club would open about 9 o'clock, and for the first hour or so, tracks to allow the folk to get settled down and grab a drink. But by 10 o'clock, things were getting busy, and it was time to get the dance floor filled. And we do it with things like this. We'll be right back. AC/DC there with the title track from the Back in Black album. This is Andy Hall and we're remembering the Rock House, the best rock music nightclub Derby ever had. Once the dance floor was moving and the club was humming, you'd look across the dance floor through a sea of smoke and haze and see crowds of leather and denim clad people bouncing up and down to the music.
Standing in the rain with his head hung low, couldn't get a ticket, it was a sold out show. Heard the roar of the crowd, he could picture the scene. Put his ear to the wall and like a distant scream, he heard one guitar.
Foreigner there with Jukebox Hero, one of the staple tracks of a night at the Rock House. The atmosphere at the club was always great. Yes, it was sweaty and it was smoky, and yes, your feet would stick to the carpet by the pool tables and you couldn't hear yourself think, but no one was bothered. Everyone was there for a bloody good night, and that's exactly what we were giving them. We'd take requests at the DJ box, but it was so loud that people had to write their requests down on a pad. And despite all of the new rock music that was emerging in the mid-80s, folk would always request the older classic hits, such as this.
Radio Freedom.
She stood in the street, smiling from her head to her feet. I said, hey, what is this? Now, baby, maybe, maybe she's in need of a kiss. I said, hey, what's your name, baby? Maybe we can see things the same. Now, don't you wait, oh, hesitate. Let's move. Home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love. Love above. Now you're trying to trick me in love.
Classic stuff there from Free and All Right Now. Now for some Sabbath. Black Sabbath there, and the title track from Paranoid. We're remembering the Rock House, Derby's premier rock music nightclub, on the 20th anniversary of the closing of its doors for the last time. From that sad day back in April 2001 until this, there's never been another club like it in Derby. Thankfully, a few pubs still put on classic rock nights, but they never quite capture the mood and the atmosphere of those nights at the Rock House. And occasionally, we'd have live music at the club, giving a voice and an opportunity to local bands such as Night Vision and Minus Tirith. We'd also have bigger names on such as The Enid and Dumpy's Rusty Nuts. One particular night we had Phil Lynott play the club. During my lifetime I've seen and heard many bands from Led Zeppelin to Pink Floyd, but I have to say that the Phil Lynott gig at the Rock House was the loudest gig I've ever heard. It was truly ear-shattering. Sadly the crowd didn't turn out that night, and he played to a smaller audience than he deserved to. Still, with Mr. Phil Lynott in mind, this is Thin Lizzy from Jailbreak and Emerald.
Down from the glen came the marching men with their shields and their swords to fight the fight they believed to be right, overthrow the overlord. Towns where there was plenty, they brought plunder, swords and flame. When they left, the town was empty, and children would never play again. You know. towards the sea. They come to play the emerald. Without it, they could not leave.
Thin Lizzy with Emerald, just to mark the fact that my ears are still ringing from that night. This is Andy Hall remembering the Rockhouse nightclub in the city of Derby.
Forget the day and dream of a girl I used to know.
Boston from the Boston album and More Than a Feeling. Now, as you climb the metal-clad stairs from Babington Lane to the pay desk, you could hear the music playing. When you got to the top of the stairs, you'd be greeted by the bouncers and you'd pay your entry fee and pass through the double doors into the main hall. As a DJ, I'd always arrive early and get set up. On one particular Saturday night, I walked in and the atmosphere felt different. I remember saying to the bar manager that it felt a bit weird. We kicked off as usual, but no matter what I did that night, I just couldn't get the dance floor going. I tried all the usual tracks that would normally fill the floor, but nothing worked. And then it all kicked off. A biker gang from another city had come to the club and mayhem ensued. There were pool balls being thrown, pool cues being used as weapons. There were chairs and tables being thrown, and the bouncers burst through the door and fought a pitched battle. A lot of the regulars waded in, and eventually the situation was brought under control, but not before a couple of the bouncers had been badly hurt. The police were called, but they refused to come upstairs until it had all calmed down. Brilliant, eh? Thankfully, that was the one and only time I saw any type of violence at the Rock House.
I'm gonna run.
was Brian Adams there from So Far So Good and a track called Run To You. This is Andy Hall and I'm remembering Rock House here in Derby. The club was a typical rock music nightclub. A bit rough and ready, but much loved by its regulars. You did have to be a bit wary if you left your drink at any point, because it was very dark in there and you could end up picking up what you thought was your pint, only to find it was a glass full of puke or something even worse. It was always advisable to check your drink before drinking it, or better still, drink it before you left it.
Nobody's waiting by your
That was Derek and the Dominoes and the full version of Layla, a track that got requested virtually every night the club was open. So now, let's talk about spreading. In the late 70s and into the 80s, if you played certain tracks, the audience would stop dancing and start spreading. Two lines of people stood facing each other from one end of the dance floor to the other, hands on hips or tucked into belts, and as the music began, you and the person opposite you would dip to the left, then back upright, and dip to the right, and then back upright, and so on. And this would continue for the entire track. And now, although it sounds a little bit odd, but it was a big thing and it could be pretty tiring, especially if the track was long or the DJ played a few spreading tracks one after another. The great thing was that it didn't matter what sort of music you were into, when one of these tracks came on, everybody did it. And one of the best bands for getting people up and spreading was Status Quo, especially this track. Status Quo there, and Rocking All Over the World from the Rocking All Over the World album. That's for all those old rockers who used to line up down the Rockhouse dance floor and spread. We'll be right back. Another dance floor filler from the DJ's tool bag, that was The Scorpions from Blackout and No One Like You. This is Andy Hall remembering the Rockhouse nightclub in Derby some 20 years after it closed its doors for the very last time. Well, we're down to the last track of the show. I do hope you've enjoyed this look back at the Rockhouse, and if you were one of those people that used to come down to the club, I hope it's brought back some memories for you. So this is the last track of the show, and it was quite often used as the last track of the night at the club. And what better way to finish than with a classic from Led Zeppelin and the full live version of Stairway to Heaven. This is Andy Hall saying thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll see you next time. Cheers.
This is a song of hope.
There's a songbird that sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven, and I think you can see that. makes me wonder. She does. Oh, 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 oh. Yes, sir. There's a feeling I get when I look to the west, and my spirit is crying for leaving. In my thoughts I have seen rings of smoke through the trees, and the voices of those who stand looking.
stay away to heaven.
Here we go.
40 years of underground radio in Derby.
Come on.
This is Radio Freedom.